Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
On Monday, a large portion of the nation got to experience a total solar eclipse. The rest of the nation, including here in Central Virginia, saw it as a partial eclipse, and it basically took over the news around the entire country. Photos of totality, partial eclipses, and the crescent-shaped shadows from leaves filled the internet as Americans put down what they were doing and spaced out for this rare celestial occurrence. Even the president took a few minutes to don a pair of eclipse glasses. After all, this celestial event was huge. So what are scientists hoping to learn from studying this Monday's eclipse? Well, there are still many aspects of the sun and the moon that remain unstudied. But with the millions upon millions of photos and videos taken on Monday, scientists are hoping to get more information to better understand our celestial neighborhood. As of now, scientists still don't know why the corona, the atmosphere of the sun, is so drastically hotter than its surface. The moon's orbital velocity was studied in a bit more detail as well, thanks to the data collected on Monday. Now keep in mind that an eclipse of some capacity happens about every 18 months, but since so much of the Earth's surface is ocean, we don't get to study eclipses that often. Monday's eclipse stretched along the United States for about 90 minutes, giving scientists an unprecedented opportunity to point their equipment up to the skies. The next total eclipse is going to be in April of 2024, but for us Central Virginians, our chance for totality won't be until 2099. So, you know, eat your veggies.
For more information, please visit smv.org.